While Murray State's men's basketball receives national attention, large budgets, and large donations, other sports like the Murray State Rifle Team spend more time under the media radar. But as Drew Adams reports, it hasn't stopped two former riflemen from raising a staggering amount of money in just 2 months.
Kelsey Emmy is a freshman from Piedmont, South Dakota. She's bubbly, outgoing.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say to that.
And she's likely a better shot than you. Emmy is an up-and-coming member of MSU's rifle team, and much like another racer team you may have heard of, she attended this year's NCAA tournament in her sport, competitive shooting. She narrowly missed the finals, landing only 4 points short. But unlike the Murray State basketball team, the rifle team struggles to keep itself funded.
Oh yeah, rifle is a fairly expensive sport.
A collegiate shooter typically competes with their small-bore rifles or air guns, and those can run in excess of $3,500.
There's also like little things, equipment. Sometimes we get a new suit or so, and that's usually about $2,000. Yeah.
To put that in perspective, the average cost to outfit an MSU football player, pads and all, is around $600. And for the rifle team, there is an ever-present need for lead and brass. The rifle team has been funded to cover all its expenses, but in this economy, everyone is looking for ways to boost their coffers. And two former Murray rifle teammates found an almost too-good-to-be-true option. Bill Beard and Ernie Vandizandi, backed by generations of former members, discovered an opportunity through the Scholastic Shooting Trust and the Midway Foundation. These two groups, along with their founders, Larry and Brenda Potterfield, would match donations at an unprecedented level. Scholastic Shooting Trust Director Dick Leeper.
So last year, any school that sent in a donation, the founders would match it 6-1.
So for $100 donated, the organizations added $600. That offer, though, only lasted for 2 months. So Beard and Vandizandi made a list of former members of the Murray State Rifle Team and called each one to inform them of the opportunity. And on it went, every day, for 2 months, Ernie and Bill presented their case to prospective donors. Ernie Vandizandi.
It was a long and cumbersome effort, but a work of love. It was just amazing how many past members of the shooting team had that same feeling that Bill and I did.
As the months progressed, the two began seeing results. $100 check here, $500 there. As the money came in, Beard asked Vandizandi how much they'd finally be able to offer the rifle team.
And I said, well, I don't know. I think we might get maybe a total of $10,000. And Ernie was saying, well, I don't know, if we raise $2,000 more, I think we'll be doing good.
In a few weeks, they blew by both guesses, and the totals kept growing, $15,000, then $20,000, then $30,000. Finally, December 31st came, and the two discovered, in all, 78 former shooters, alums, and even former competitors donated $50,000. When paired with the match, the total staggered Ernie Vandizandi.
We ended up with $343,300. We were blown away, believe me, it was great.
This money is a permanent endowed trust in the name of the Murray State Rifle Team. Beard and Vandizandi are still raising money, but even if they never add another dime, rifle coaches will have access to nearly $18,000 per year to keep racers like Kelsey Emmy shooting. For WKMS, I'm Drew Adams.